imagine trying to get like millions of people spread across hundreds of different departments to all just row in the exact same direction.
Oh, it is a total organizational nightmare.
Right. So today we are doing a deep dive into a masterclass in preventing mission drift. We're looking at a source document, South Africa's Revised Framework for Strategic Plans and Annual Performance Plans.
Which I know sounds a bit dry on the surface, but our mission today is to figure out how an entire government attempts to steer its massive bureaucracy toward a unified 2030 vision.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this, because before we even look at the schedule or the timeline, we really have to understand the fundamental shift in how they are measuring success.
Yeah, to pull off a coordinated turn like that, you have to fundamentally change your metrics. What's fascinating here is the introduction of this results-based approach.
Because historically, bureaucracies just, they just measure activities, right? Like counting what people do or what they produce.
Yes, exactly. But this framework scraps that entirely. It strictly measures outcomes and impacts. It only looks at tangible societal changes.
I mean, it's like trying to measure the success of a diet by counting how many times you chewed your food rather than, you know, whether you actually lost any weight.
That is a perfect analogy. Measuring, like, did we build the building is completely different from measuring whether that new building actually changed the local economy.
Right. But wait, measuring societal impact instead of just activities?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds great in a PDF, but isn't that incredibly subjective?
Well, you would think so, yeah.
Like, how do you mathematically prove that a Tuesday morning task for some mid-level civil servant actually contributed to a grand 2030 vision?
Well, you build a rigid chronological structure to just remove that subjectivity. So think of it as a set of nesting dolls.
Okay, I'm tracking.
The outermost doll is this overarching 2030 National Development Plan. And that decade-long vision dictates the next doll down, which is the five-year strategic plan.
Oh, wow. So it just cascades down. Yep.
Exactly. That five-year plan directly informs the one-year performance plan, which then finally breaks down into a daily operational checklist. Every single budget request has to trace its lineage back up through those goals.
So you can't just like invent a project because it sounds good today. It actually has to fit inside that larger container.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it acts as a built-in enforcement mechanism.
How so?
Well, because the top doll dictates the bottom doll, the government can mandate that every single one-year plan must explicitly show how it benefits marginalized groups.
Oh, specifically like women, youth, and people with disabilities, right?
Yes. And if a department head submits an annual budget that doesn't prove that inclusion, the funding simply gets rejected.
Wow. Okay, but if the daily operational plan actually works, it eventually hits the dirt.
Right, it becomes physical.
Which brings up the geography of this framework.
Yeah.
A paper plan has to physically manifest somewhere. So what does this all mean for the physical map of the country?
It means intentionally rewriting that map to achieve what they call spatial justice.
Spatial justice, like undoing historical imbalances.
Exactly. The framework uses spatial planning, specifically these spatial development frameworks, to actively undo apartheid-era geography. It basically functions as a gatekeeper.
So a developer or a local municipality can't just get approval to build like a lucrative commercial center in a total vacuum.
No, not at all. The infrastructure plan has to physically and economically connect that new development to historically disadvantaged townships.
Wow. So they are using the actual bureaucracy of zoning to force integration. That is wild.
Yeah. And to make sure that physical integration actually lasts, the framework requires a surprisingly rigorous level of oversight.
Like building inspections.
Yeah. But super intense. Any new government structure requires mandatory inspections by a designated expert every 6 months for the first 2 years after construction.
Wait, really? Every 6 months?
Yes. They are tying the high-level goal of spatial justice directly to the actual nuts and bolts of building resilience.
That is just a massive anti-mission drift mechanism. I mean, whether you are trying to align a global corporate team or just, you know, organize your own personal goals, treating your overarching vision like that biggest nesting doll keeps you focused.
Focus on actual results, yeah, rather than just busy work. Because a vision without a rigid operational structure is really just a wish.
So true. And we will leave you with this final thought to ponder. If an entire nation can successfully map a grand 2030 vision all the way down to a daily operational checklist, what grand long-term vision in your own life is currently failing because it lacks an annual operational plan?